Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a coaching session. I am your leadership coach, Ron Klinger, in the house. You're dialed in. You are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Yeah, hey, I wanted to start out with the whistle. Today is a leadership coaching session. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. It is a leadership coaching session. You know, how do you lead for a better tomorrow? You know, the key is, if you don't have that dialed in, then boy golly, it's hard to lead. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to get you dialed in, rocking and rolling. But before I go any further, I got to do what I always do at the beginning of every show. If you are not connected to us, to me, to this show, shame on you. You need to get out to Facebook. That's right. Subliminal message arriving right now. Get out to Facebook and like Facebook. Like on Facebook, the Unleashed Radio Hour. I repeat, this is a subliminal message. You will go out to Facebook and like the page for the Unleashed Radio Hour. Thank you. I don't know what that was, but that just came out of nowhere. Hey, follow along with Twitter at Ron Unleashed, and everything Unleashed Radio Hour can be found at unleashedradiohour.com. We're going to rock and roll here momentarily. We're going to go to a break here shortly, but I need you to start thinking now. I need you to start dialing in. I need you to start thinking about the who, how, what, and why is this leadership topic important. And we'll break down exactly what we mean by the who, the how, the what, and why that's important. We ready to go to a break, Andy? Is that what I'm hearing, music? Man, just when I'm getting ready to rock and roll, to unleash this power out there for you on the Unleashed Radio Hour. You're listening here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. And we'll be right back after these messages.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 800-970-0298. That's 800-970-0298. Again, 800-970-0298. That's 800-970-0298.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, I'm going to come back each time today here. You're going to get tired of my whistle. Hey, and that's okay, because I'm here to unleash the power of what it means to talk about leadership today. Yes, you've heard me talk about it here on the show before. Coming at this today from a different approach, coming at it from a coaching approach, coming at it to be your leadership coach to help you move things along in your career and in your business. But before we do, I've got to give props and gratitude and support out there. You know, this show does not come to you without the generosity of a few of our partners. Most specifically, we're going to give credit and props out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Again, Hilton Furniture and Mattress, located just south on the Gulf Freeway. And hey, and that's where the let you have it. That's right. And that is a fact, Jack. So what you need to do is you need to hop out to HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. Again, that address is HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. You can get down there. It is at 12100 Gulf Freeway, just south of Alameda Mall on the Gulf Freeway here in Houston. Telephone number 713-910-5977. And you're thinking, well, why do I want to hop down there? You know, we always talk about this. If you want to unleash your career, you want to unleash your business here as a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour, you absolutely positively need to make sure that you get a great night's sleep. Whether it's the Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Sealy Mattress, it doesn't matter. Your solid wood furniture, right? You're looking for that new bedroom set. You're looking for that new dinette set. Hop on out to Hilton Furniture & Mattress, HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. Get down to them at 12100 Gulf Freeway, just again, south of Alameda Mall, where they can make sure, hey, you're working to build some credit, no credit. You need to have a great financing plan. Well, guess what? They've got a financing plan for you to make sure that you can take home that new mattress, get a great night's sleep. Hey, and you know what? If you want that solid wood furniture, they've got that for you as well at Hilton Furniture and Mattress, where, as you know, that's a fact, Jack, and they're going to let you have it. All right, we're getting going. We're locking. That's all, folks. We're locked. We are loaded. What I want to talk to you about today, and if you're out there following along and you're a fan of the show, well, guess what? Then you already know what we're discussing. Today, we're going to jump in. We're getting going, and we're talking about, you know, I always like to talk about things that are in my wheelhouse. I talked about being a leadership coach. It's what I do. It's when I'm not here on the airwaves, I'm out training. My goal is to help lead, guide, grow, develop, and support others who are doing just the same for other people. But one of the key things that I will tell you, I have a trigger, and it's a big trigger, is, you know, when I get into conversations, hey, what do you do? Oh, I do this. Oh, and I start talking about leadership philosophies. And one of my clinger zinger questions that I always like to share and use is I like to dial and say, you know what? Well, that's cool. What's your philosophy of leadership? And if I get people who, in my humble opinion, this is just my humble opinion, it's my show, so I can share it how I want to, people who are true leaders, they already have a philosophy of what it means to them to be a leader. Not someone else's. They have their own philosophy, they have their beliefs, they have their value structure, and they know what it means to be a leader from their perspective. I say, oh, well, that's cool. Well, and that's where I'm bringing in and dialing in. If you started at the top of the hour here when the show opened up, we're going to talk about who, how, what, and why it's important that you lead for a better tomorrow, because it does start with you. All right. It does begin with you. But believe me, it doesn't end there. So what I want to talk about is I want you to think in for just a second, for a moment. If you're out there listening in here, you know, we know that the demographics of folks for this show are business owners. There's some HR professionals that are out there. There's entrepreneurs who are dialed in listening today. There are business coaches. There are consultants and the like. So when you start talking, hey, this is Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston, Business 1110 KTEK here in H-Town. You know, the nice thing is we're broadcasting all over the ether. So you can go out to Unleashed Radio Hour.com, follow along, clicking on the listen live link, and you'll be dialed in. But here's why I'm going into this. Knowing who our audience is an extremely important piece anytime you're presenting, speaking, or engaging an audience. And what I know is we got people out there who are working extremely hard to lead. So my question to you out there, who, when we start talking about your leadership philosophy and start talking about how you show up, how you choose to lead, and the like, who influenced that on you? Who were your key influencers? So if you had to stop for a moment, of course, if you're driving, please don't do this now. You know, just think about it rhetorically. Just let it process in your brain. If you had to think about who those sample, for lack of better description, mentors or leadership models or those individuals who you're like, wow, I want to be like them. No, not. I don't want to be like Mike. Of course, it'd be cool to be Michael Jordan, but that's a whole other story for another day. But my point being is, from a leadership perspective and paradigm, I guarantee you, if you're out there and you have a thirst, a desire, a quench, a need to lead, you have seen other people who have been effectively leading others around you. You've had a positive role model. You have had that sample, and for lack of a better description, that experience, that taste, that interaction with someone who positively made an impact on you as a leader. They were good at what they did. So my question for you, who's influenced you? You know, is it someone in your personal circle of influence? Is it someone and maybe in the regional, national spotlight? Is it a global leader? Who is someone that has influenced you and your beliefs and values as a leader? Now, I think that's critical and that's key. You know, there's many people for me, and you know, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of them were coaches. A lot of the people who influenced me in a positive way, who I admire and who I have a great value and appreciation for, were coaches. Yes, I was that jock back in the day in school, all right? And I didn't know then all the lessons that I was learning in life. Heck, I still don't recall. I'm still learning. But I do know several individuals who made a significant impact in my life were the coaches. Hey, now, when I say significant impact, there were some good and some not so good. But I try to take and glean from the good, because I enjoy coaching and working with young people. You know, if you follow along with this show, hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the Community Star Award. You know, I believe in the importance of coaching so much that we recognized the efforts of the Positive Coaching Alliance here in Houston as the inaugural award recipient here through the Unleashed Radio Hour for the positive difference that they're making in the community here in Houston. Oh, and a little newsflash, I learned along the way how I can be a trainer, so I'm going to have the blessing, and I believe it is a blessing and a gift to be a part of that organization down the road as I learned about what they do and everything that they do, to also go out and help coaches in high school, college, and other areas make a difference with the youth that they're working with. You know, so coaches, and I'm just going to leave that as a general area. Is it a business owner? Is it someone that saw potential in you that maybe you had never had a chance to see? You know, that reflective mirror, you look in it, you don't see the things that someone in a position of influence and leadership maybe had the potential to see in you and to nurture that and to grow that. So I really think it's important. And I'm dialing this in for a couple of reasons. One, we need to continue to watch and observe the actions of those leaders. Because you're going to learn so much of how individuals face adversity and challenge and to do many of the things, and I've talked about it here on the show before. I think great leaders need to be able to do two things, and there's a bucket of things that follow underneath there. All right, a lot of other things, but two key things that leaders absolutely, positively must be able to do and do so effectively, and that is build a team. And there's so much to that. There's the hiring, there's the positions, there's the communication, the engagement, all that kind of stuff. So you got to be able to build a team as an effective leader. And I absolutely, with all my soul, believe that good leaders also must be very effective facilitators. You're going to facilitate challenge. You're going to facilitate change. You're going to facilitate the growth and the development in other people if you choose to answer the call of leadership. Now, I bring that into this area, and I bring it, you're hearing the energy because I'm passionate about this. I care about it because I've seen the good leaders, and I've seen the not-so-good leaders, and I've seen everything in between. What kind of leader do you want to be, right? So the first part of that is who? Who influenced your beliefs and values and your leadership philosophy? Here's what I would encourage you to do. If you're out there and you say, you know what, Ron, I'm a leader. Great. My first question is, what's the last book you read on leadership? What's the last, how are you sharpening your leadership saw and the tools in your leadership toolkit? What are you doing to stay on your craft? Do you have a degree in leadership? Great. Just because you have a piece of paper on the wall, does it mean you're current? Does it mean you're dialed in for what it means to lead other people? Because this country, our society, we need good leaders. If we don't have people effectively leading out there, then ladies and gentlemen, trust me when I tell you, when the boomers do retire, we are in deep doo-doo. Sorry, I tried to do that. I could have said it another way, but I might get in trouble. So, yeah, we're going to be in deep doo-doo. That's why I get so passionate about this topic. That's why I say, look, I'm a leadership coach. Let me come into your organization. Let me help you. That's why I'm putting this out there as a resource. So I'll dial this back in before I lose my track and go on tangents. Who influenced you? That's very important. The other question is, how? How did they influence you? What is it that they taught you? What is it that they showed you? What is it that they led you to believe they're a leader? What were those actions? How did they make a difference in your life? How did they demonstrate leadership? Because those are the nuggets that you need to be able to grab and to adopt and to form in your own leadership philosophy. So the piece on that leadership philosophy, if you're listening in today, I implore you, I beg you, if you're going to be a leader, you need to start with a draft. In my humble opinion, one's leadership philosophy, to me, is a bit of a balance between a strong foundation and evolution. Because the world is changing around us, leaders must change and adapt as well. But you have to have the core. You have to know, if you're going to call yourself a leader, you have to have your philosophy. What is it based upon? What are what's the values, the beliefs? What are you going to work and do and communicate to others that, hey, here's what you can expect from me as a leader. Here is what I can do to be of support to you. Here is my covenant, my whatever words you want to use. So it's who, it's how, and then what does that look like? What are you going to do? What are you going to do and wake up, and how do you keep yourself on the path? You know, I was with one of my clients yesterday, and we're doing management and leadership training, and one of the best questions asked during that half-day training session that I provided yesterday of helping managers and leaders develop and grow so that they can go help and develop and grow others. One of the best questions that was asked of me of that day is, hey, Ron, this is all great and grand, and this is really good stuff, but I'm going to go back to the office. I'm going to get busy. How do I make sure that I continue to engage and deploy what we're learning here today? And I said, that is exactly the challenge that every single one of us faces. So what are you going to do? So not only what, who, how, and what are you going to do to make sure that the investment in your development, that the investment in your leadership philosophy stays intact? What are you going to do? What actions will you take? So far we've set the stage for who influenced you. How did they influence you? What were the ways that they influenced you? And what are you going to do to make sure you go? Because here's the real key, ladies and gentlemen. And I mentioned this a little bit ago. I'm trying to breathe. Okay. I'm coming down. Why is this important? If you're a regular listener to the show, friend of the show, you've been dialed in for a while, you've heard this statistic before, and this is a driving statistic in what I do, why I do it, and the passion that I hope that you're hearing and the energy that I hope that you're hearing on the other end of the waves today. Why is this important? By the year 2025, 10 years from now, 2025, 10 years, we'll be here faster than you and I can blink. 75% of the workforce will be represented by the millennial generation. Now, you can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. You can get a whole host of information. The podcasts are there on that past show. Listen to it. But by 2025, 10 years from now, the millennial generation will comprise 75% of the workforce. Now, I'm not saying, hey, that's not a negative. We have to grow and develop them, which is why this topic matters. You're dialing in. Hey, I've got a guest online. I've got Jason joining us here in just a moment when we come back from this break. Talk a little bit about his philosophy. Wait a minute, and the love for leadership? You're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks to all of our listeners of the Big Money Big Daddy Show, 1070 AM Saturdays at 1 p.m., we here at Wealth Design Group are having an awesome, engaging coaching event where we will be discussing three power strategies for your portfolio that have stood the test of time. It's on November 19th at 6:30 p.m. Perry Steakhouse. RSVP to Wealth Design Group, 281-220-2713.
Investors, many people lose money because of fraud or mismanagement and do not know it. If you lost money in this upmarket, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. The Hayes Law Firm represents investors, helping them to recover their investment losses. Call 281-815-4972 for a free consultation. If you are an investor that lost money in this upmarket because of possible fraud or mismanagement, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. Call the Hayes Law Firm now, 281-815-4972, 281-815-4972.
This is Business 1110.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Sees everything you ever wanted.
Today it's the leadership coaching conversation. It's about developing that leader within you, unleashing the leader in you, and developing that leadership philosophy. I apologize. I get a little excited about this topic. It means a lot to me because I've seen effective leaders, and that's where we launched into this. We've talked about who influences you, how, what it is that you take away, what are you going to continue to do, and why that's important in the opening segment of this show. Again, go out to unleashedradiohour.com to follow along. Also, join us on Facebook. Speaking of joining us, I've got a long-distance connection and a long-time connection. I've got with us on the lines, I've got Jason Hipscher, who is an operations executive who's hip on leadership. I love how you dialed that in there. Specifically has a passion for leadership development. And what we're going to talk about today, and by using principles of servant leadership and a positive attitude and a pay-it-forward approach. Today, Jason, we got you dialed in.
Yeah, Ron, how you doing?
Good morning from H-Town, brother. How's Florida treating you?
Florida's great.
Amen on that trip. Hey, appreciate you taking time out of your travels to join us here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. You know, we've been talking, Jason. You've got this whole philosophy on leadership. So start breaking it down for us. Where did this start, and what's this love of leadership?
Yeah, it really started with two former bosses of mine. I think the biggest thing that I recognized after several years was the key for both of them was that they cared more about my career, I think, than they cared about their own. And really, that's what servant leadership's all about, is developing others and, you know, the whole greater-than-yourself philosophy. So, you know, from that, it instilled in me also that, you know, in order to do that, you have to care for somebody and, you know, really have to love them. And love them, you know, not from a romantic standpoint, but really just love who they are and love the fact that you're going to propel their career.
Well, and Jason, that's dialed in exactly to today's conversation. You know, I started out this first segment. I think you were listening in. You know, it's about who influences us, because that really does make a significant difference. Because here's the reality, folks. If you're out there and you're tasked with leading, guiding, growing, developing, and supporting someone else, you are that who for somebody else. And you either do that positively or negatively, depending upon your actions, right?
Without a doubt.
Yep. So, hey, you've got this thing, and I know you've got some things that you need to take care of, but let's talk about, you've got this love philosophy, and it's not just love as in all the heart and all that stuff. You actually broke it down, and it has significant meaning. So what does that love mean in your leadership philosophy and perspective, Jason?
Yeah, so if you check it out, it's at jasonhipster.com, love and leadership. So love, I've got it spelled, you know, where a lot of people think it's an acronym, but really, it's, you know, the L, the O, the V, and the E, they stand for just more than one word. So, you know, I'll start with the L. It's really about listening and learning about others and what makes them tick. You've got to be a good listener, as we know, as leaders. And if you're listening and you're really paying attention, you'll start to understand individuals and, you know, what are their likes and dislikes? How do they like to be motivated? How do they like to be rewarded? And it really starts right there with listening and then learning about those individuals intimately and, you know, helping them to move forward and using that information to inspire them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's building that relational capacity and truly, how do you unlock and unleash the best of them and that servant heart? So that covers the L. How about the O?
Yeah, so the O is really about... I use the word openness and opinions. Openness is really being open to other points of view, being open to other opinions. I've always told individuals that work for me or that I work with that if we don't disagree about multiple topics, then we're never going to move a business forward. And a leader has to understand that, you know, you're not always the smartest person in the room. And if you are, you're really not at the right place. So it's... You got to listen to other people.
Hey, Jason, that's a real hard lesson for some people to follow, right? Because, which is why it's so important we're talking about this topic today. Because if you have, for lack of better description, a skewed perspective of leadership, it's going to be real hard to do that. Hey, and wait for it. You're going to love this. Because if you do that, you're just going to be living on a prayer.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
I need a new whistle. Let me try that again. There we go. You're back. You're dialed in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, this is a leadership coaching session. This is where we're taking care of business. We're about unleashing your career and business here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. And today we're talking about leadership. We're talking about the significance, the importance, and the value of having a leadership philosophy and approach. I've got Jason Hipshire on here with me, who is hip on leadership. You can go out to his website. It's Jason Hipshire, HIPSHER.com, to learn more. And Jason, before we went to that break, how'd you like that Living on a Prayer connection right there? How was that for you?
I loved it. That's back to our roots.
Right. Our roots, because we're back in the day, right? Hey, speaking of back in the day, I need you to follow along with me, and I know you'll do it in true fashion because I'm decked out in the right colors today. So if I say O-H!
I-O!
There we go. So both huge fans of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Yeah, I know. I'm in Texas. I know. I'm sorry. I had to do that. All right. Anyway, that being said, Jason, we were talking about your philosophy and your approach of leadership and using the term love, and not necessarily just as an acronym to mean one word, but to mean many things. And so we talked about the L, the listen and learn, you know, as far as connecting with others. We talked about that openness of O. What does the V stand for?
V is of being vulnerable. And, you know, it's interesting. You look up the definition, and there's words like weak and defenseless. And I really think it's the opposite. You know, bravery, strength, being open, which we talked about. You know, being vulnerable is showing others that you're not afraid to admit your weaknesses, and you really need others to help you through those. Again, it's not about being the smartest person in the room. The other thing with it is, you know, showing people that you care. Going back to, you know, when I said listening and learning, you know, if you've got an individual that works for you that's struggling, you know, maybe it's something at home, you know, understanding that and, you know, sharing your own struggles. I have a 15-year-old daughter that has special needs, and I'm very open about that. And really what that does is it just shows that I'm a human being like everybody else. I'm not somebody that's just sitting up in a corporate office and you know, being, you know, almighty. And so it's just really showing that you're that human side of you.
Yeah, and I think that's so critical. Is a lot of times I think there is the belief or the mystique that I'm a leader, therefore I, in some regards, kind of untouchable. And I think that's one of the things that turns most people off to people that consider themselves leaders. They don't want to follow someone who can't connect to you, who can't be fully present, right?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Amen.
You've got to have that connection.
Absolutely. So now we've got through the L, the O, the V. You got some on that E. So talk about the E and the love.
Yeah, and this is where, it brings it all together with that connection, is enabling, encouraging, and, you know, really all in the pursuit of excellence. Enabling is really, you know, think of it as an empowerment. You know, we talk about it of empowering others, getting them involved in other projects, getting them involved in focus groups, whatever that might be. You've got to enable them to do more than just the chair they're sitting in. They've got to feel like they make a difference, and, you know, they really need to understand the why. Beyond that, you know, encouragement, again, that goes back to understanding how they like to be rewarded, how they like to be motivated, and inspiring them. And really, you know, with encouragement comes empathy as well. You know, when things aren't going well, you know, maybe they're struggling at work and they need more training or they need more development. You know, being there to help guide them through that.
Absolutely.
So really, you know, that's just a, you know, high-level overview. There's so much more. But, you know, that gives you a good flavor for it.
Well, and I think the key thing, one, first, Jason, thanks for being a part of the discussion today and joining me here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. But it dials into some of the principles I talked about to launch the show. You know, you were influenced by somebody. So there's that who that you were able to watch and to observe and to learn from. There's the how that you need to show up and what you're going to do when you do and why that's important. You know, and dialing in, everybody wants to be empowered and engaged. Everybody wants to be listened to. And to break it down, listen and learn, be open, be vulnerable, enable, empower, encourage, and work and strive towards that excellence. Jason, thanks for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Enjoy the rest of your time today. Get some sun, catch some waves. And until next time, we'll wrap to you. We'll see you on the other side, brother.
Thanks, Ron. Go Bucks.
Have a great day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to run to break. We got to dance to the music. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK.
Sometimes opportunities come which have the potential for changing your life. Will you recognize it? I'm pastor and businessman David Mitchell. Come join me and my team for a two-day training session where you will learn how to cut out the middleman and manage your own finances. Learn powerful short-term trading strategies for generating cash flow, as well as longer-term strategies for more safety. All of these have been passed down for generations in my family. I look forward to sharing these powerful skill sets with you. Perhaps this is the opportunity you shouldn't pass up. New Venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Coming to the Courtyard by Marriott, I-10 West and the Energy Corridor, November 20th and 21st. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. Call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right. All right, yes. Can I get an amen on the whistle? Hey, hopefully you're having as much fun as I'm having today. Hey, and I want to bring that up because one of the things that I think is extremely important, you know, is sometimes, you know, we're out there in the world that we're working in and it becomes ho-hum, ho-drum, just got to get up. Time to make the donuts. And people don't have a lot of passion for bringing in is what they're doing to the workplace. You know, and that's where I want to thank again Fred Jason Hipsher, who is hip on leadership. You can learn more from him on his website at jasonhipsher.com, and that's H-I-P-S-H-E-R, hip on leadership, where he talked about his philosophy that he's learned in leadership, you know, and applied love to that to break it down, to understand it, and to apply. And that's part of what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Here's one of the things that I believe wholeheartedly, and this is a capital T truth, as opposed to something that may have some question about it. You know, I believe in the fact that if you're truly going to lead, how do you do so if you can't define how you're going to lead? If you're going to choose to step in to positions of leadership, how do you define that? What can those around you that you're responsible for leading, guiding, growing, developing, supporting, and impacting, if you can't articulate your style or how you're going to do that, how do you expect them to follow you? And I think that's real critical and key. If you can't define it, how do you model it? If you can't define it, how do you measure your level of effectiveness? Scale of 1 to 10. 1, I really suck. I can't do that very well. Or 10, I'm knocking it out of the ballpark. I'm hitting it. I'm doing everything I need to do, right? And everything in between, because we all have our good days. We all have our bad days. There are days that we are much more effective than others, whether it's our energy level, the activities that we're participating in. And here's one of the things that I will tell you. I believe if you're going to be an effective leadership, it starts with self. It starts with understanding you, knowing you. So here's what I want to do. Here's what we're going to do. I need to give you some resources. Go out to motivationaltransitions.com. Again, motivationaltransitions.com. You can also follow along at unleashedradiohour.com. I'll put everything in both places. You know, but how many of you have ever taken a personality profile? If you haven't done that, you need to. You need to get dialed in. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to use the text line for this one today. I want you to send, if you would like to get, the first person to text to me, at Ron Unleashed, that's what you're going to put in the text. Text at Ron Unleashed to 281-715-9700. I'll reach back out to you, get your email, and I'll get you a free, complimentary, valued at $250 personality profile that you can use to better understand you. All right? That you can better understand why you do what you do in the DNA of being a leader. It starts there. Also, another resource, I don't have this to give away, but go out and start looking at the work around the strengths-based approach to leadership. And there's a book called Strengths-Based Leadership. Phenomenal read. And I shared that in the book before. You know, there's four key principles. And this is, again, what's your philosophy? Are you looking at thought leaders? You know, are you reading things from, say, Ken Blanchard? Are you doing some readings from the late Stephen Covey? Are you out there, you know, and truly following people who are making a difference in the field of leadership? You know, if you have others that you can follow, always text it in, 281-715-9700. Again, 281-715-9700. Hey, the first text that comes into that line is going to have an opportunity to receive a free Insights Discovery personality profile. That telephone number again, 281-715-9700. Standard message rates do apply, all right, but that'll get here right into the studio. You know, just text at Run Unleashed. That's all you got to do. And I'll get you your free personality profile. I'll follow back up with you. But I think it's critical and key, ladies and gentlemen. You got to know yourself first. Go out and look at leadership models. Heck, just go out to Google. Go into Google Images and put in leadership model. And just look at the graphics that are representative out there. Why do I know this? Oh, because I teach this. I know this. I've done the same to show the different examples. And in the vast majority of the cases that you will see, and I say credible sources because there are a lot of fly-by-the-night folks out there and fly-by-the-seat of their pants. So you don't want to get stuck. But when you go out there and look, I will tell you this. You're going to see at the core of leadership is understanding and knowing about you. And that's your philosophy. That's who you are. That's how you choose to lead. And you know, hop on over to Facebook. Go out to Unleashed Radio Hour. Go look for the Unleashed Radio Hour. And what you will see is you're going to see there's a lot out on that Facebook page about leadership. You know, we start scrolling down. I'm going through. You know, I posted something recently from Insights since I'm on that topic. You know, are you someone who is a results-centered leader? You know, you're looking at how do we identify and bring and really focus on the results? Or are you a visionary leader? Do you focus on relationships or do you really try to balance a little bit of it all, right? So the question is, where is your focus and attention as a leader? That is a powerful question. There's a graphic that I've got out there that describes it more. To get it, you got to go out to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook or follow along on Twitter with me at Ron Unleashed. And the key is, if you don't know you, how can you lead anybody else? How do you lead anybody else? You know, a couple things. I'll show you. Well, Ron, you're talking about it. What's some of your philosophies? Well, part of where, hey, my philosophy is I was in this world, I've been placed and given certain gifts, talents, and strengths to be of service to others, period. That's my leadership philosophy. Well, how do I do that? Well, I don't know. And what do I mean by that is I know that that's what I'm meant to do, but that changes every single day. So here I am today, just to give an example, and please understand the example that I'm about to give, believe it or not, has nothing to do with me, but to try to demonstrate is the fact that I had this show on leadership. Jason's working to do his thing on leadership. Well, let me help him. I don't have a problem doing it. Why wouldn't I help someone else? Okay. Another philosophy in my leadership is when I'm in charge of a group of individuals, I'm going to process as much groupthink by engaging and leveraging the collective synergy, all right, where the sum of the parts are greater than the parts by themselves of everybody that's involved. Why? Because we're going to have a better outcome. We're going to have a better outcome. Because it's not just about one person driving the bus. The problem with people who think that they drive the bus by themselves is they sit there, they turn around, they look at things and how they're going, and guess what? There's no one behind them. So that's why when I say my leadership philosophy is rooted in the belief that I have been given certain gifts, talents, and strengths to be of service and in service to others, that's what I do. That's what I seek to do. It's, to me, leadership is about others. And how do I help others? How do I help other individuals in many different situations? What can I do? How can I be a resource? That's who I am. That's what I'm about. That's what I have grown. Now, was I always like that? No. All right? Every once in a while, all of us have been a little self-centered before. I'll admit that. Hey, what's in it for me? If it ain't going to be what's in it for me, then why am I going to do it? Right? But I'm here to tell you, you have to come up with your own philosophy. I'm here to tell you, you have to engage, you have to dial in and get to know the best of you that you can bring to the table, and then figure out, and I love the example, you know, because it started out, the who, that Jason Hipsher, who joined us a little while ago, said, I learned from two of my previous bosses that what I loved and valued about their leadership is that my career meant something to them. How to help me grow, how to help me advance, how to help me develop. Because that's the key. One of the true measures, and I've said this on this show before, I will probably say it again. One of the true key measures of leadership, in my humble opinion, is if you call yourself a leader, then I'm going to ask you, how many other leaders have you grown? How many other people have you helped to advance, to develop, to gain more, and oh, heaven forbid, may have surpassed you? Oh, well. Because is it about you, or is it about those that you're called to lead, guide, grow, develop, and support? I think it's critical. So what I would challenge you to do today, when you get the opportunity, if you're listening to this live or if you're out there, you're dialing this on the podcast, which, ladies and gentlemen, you can always go back and listen to the past shows at unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the podcast link. All right. Click on the podcast link. And then all you need to do is then find a show that you like and you can listen to this one. You may be listening to this as a podcast. Okay. But the key is, if you truly want to lead, if there's a burning desire to lead, to be in a position of influence, notice I didn't say authority. Notice I said nothing about title. Those are my triggers. Those are my triggers. I don't think anyone, I'm sorry, it's just a belief that I hold very strong. If you have to tell someone to do something and the only rationale you can provide is because you have the title to do so, I think you got a problem. I think you got a problem. That's not leadership to me. That's positional authority. Hey, and guess what? If you're in the military, then yes, that's going to be absolutely appropriate. But in the grand scheme of the world that's out there, you're going to be much more successful as an individual if you're able to lead from influence, not because I said so. I just got to put that out there. So when you start thinking about your leadership philosophy, how you personally, what can you do? What can you do? And how do you lead for a better tomorrow? You being an effective leader, it does start with you, but then it flips to the others very quickly. But if you don't know what that means to you, if you don't understand, you know, what are those values? What are those underpinning beliefs? How is it that you're going to lead? And what are you going to do to continue to sharpen your saw and to keep your tools sharp? Well, then guess what? It's going to get harder and harder as you go to be an effective leader. Hey, and I've got someone here that, thank you very much. I got some feedback. Like the show. Would love to send a profile. I'll connect whoever that is because I only get numbers. I don't get names, but thanks for texting in. I will make sure that I follow up with you. You'll get that free Insights Discovery personality profile. We will rock it and we will roll here with you. But listen, you got to go out and sharpen your saw. You got to get involved. You need to go to workshops. You need to read. You need to participate in webinars. You need to, heck, you're dialing in today. So hopefully today has been a positive impact in how you think about leadership. You know, and there's, hey, trust me when I tell you, there's a significant difference as well when you start talking about, okay, what's your role as a leader? Are you doing this within a company or in a business? Are you running the business? Are you leading the business? Is it your business? Or, heaven forbid, are you civic-minded and you're in a leadership position or you're in a role? Oh, by the way, let me say something about leadership positions. I think everyone can lead regardless of the position that they're in. Ha! Check that one for yourself. Yeah, so you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay, yeah, now I'm still showing how old I am. All right, but my point with that is, hey, there's a big difference in how you lead people in a work environment where people show up and there's certain levels of accountability. There's also a difference in how you lead when you are in position to help influence a group of volunteers. How do you get people to move in a common direction who are there of their own free will and recognizance, and they're giving freely of their time, their energy, their gifts, their talents, and their strengths? Wow, that's on a whole nother level, folks. So you better be good about understanding, what does it mean for you to be a leader? What does it mean for you to be a leader? And I think that is absolutely, absolutely critical. You must make sure you know, and when you start thinking about your philosophy, who influenced you? How did they influence you? What was it that they did? What is it that you're going to do? And then looking in your circle of your world, why is that important? I think that's absolutely critical. I think that is absolutely fundamental to what's going on and how that takes place. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we've dedicated yet another show here on the Unleashed Radio Hour to talking about leadership, to talking about how do you lead for a better tomorrow. You hear the music, you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. As always, thank you for listening in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
I gotta be consistent. I need a new whistle. This is the Leadership Coaching Session, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in. You are listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your crazy host today, Ron Klinger. And that's because I'm crazy about leadership, because I'm passionate about it, because I think it's absolutely critical in our today's age and society that we need polished leaders now more than ever. That's just my humble opinion. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I had too many Cocoa Puffs. I don't know. But but the fact remains, it makes a difference. It matters. If you don't think that it matters, how many of you absolutely are going to work today saying, oh man, please don't let me cross the line of the boss today. I don't want to see them because boy, how did they make me miserable. If you don't think it matters, then just think about the impact that you have on others. Think about how you show up. But what's the talk of the talk and the walk of the walk of how you're going to show up and lead every day? It's a personal choice. It's a personal decision. It's what you can do. Hey, I'm not stealing or paraphrasing. All right, I'm not plagiarizing. But what I mean by that is it's that accountability. You really want to know about that? Go out. Be sure to dial in. Be sure to connect. Hey, John G. Miller, QBQ, question behind the question. If you want to know what I'm talking about, oh, by the way, go out and listen to the podcast. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Listen to the podcast. Only you can change you. Only you can lead you, because you are the one in charge. That's where personal accountability comes from. Follow along with the work that John G. Miller does. It was back in February. Oh my gosh, February already. Holy smoke sausage. It was that long ago. John was on the show twice, and I always follow him along on Facebook, on Twitter. John G. Miller, QBQ, question behind the question. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Go out, listen to the podcast on the show. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com and dial in. You know, one of the things that's here, and you heard about it earlier, and I've shared this message before. You know, we start talking about leadership, we start talking about approach, you know, and our guest today, Jason, talked about it, you know, servant leadership. What does that mean? Well, here's a great definition of servant leadership, which goes back to your philosophy. And if this, if this resonates with you, then give me an amen. There we go. Give us an amen out there. But here's a great quote. I'll repost this. It's already out there, but I'll do it again. When we start talking about servant leadership, your gifts are not about you. Leadership is not about you. Your purpose is not about you. A life of significance is about serving those who need your gifts, your leadership, and your purpose. Yeah, that sums up servant leadership precisely. You're dialed in. We're going to give another quote of the week. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted.
So the question I've got for you, and I got to keep it going today. Yeah, I need to get a new whistle. It's not working. There we go. It still ain't working. This has been a leadership coaching conversation with a broken whistle. Oh, I need to get it fixed. Anyway, hey, I hope you've been enjoying the show today. Hopefully the energy level has been appropriate, keep you dialed in, keep you connected. Love to have feedback. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Let me know what you think of the show. Give any feedback. Hey, I'm always open for suggestions. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, and then you can always contact and connect. Click on that link. Social media is out there. You can send a direct email from there. You can let me know how things are going. I always appreciate your support, and thank you for listening in. You know, we've been talking about this thing about leadership, and I've always – it's been a common thread throughout the show this year. You know, I'm excited. We're 10 months into this. We're rocking. We're rolling. We're in the process of bringing this into 2016. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. We want the Unleashed Radio Hour to continue. You know, and one of the things that I think is very powerful, you know, and here's a quote by John Quincy Adams. So it's an old one. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and to become more, you are a leader. You know, so when you go out and about in your day-to-day, when you look at tomorrow, when you look at the weekend, when you look at the start of next week, I really want you to dial in. My challenge to you here and to bring it and to close on a more serious note, how are you going to show up and how are you going to lead? What are you going to do from a leadership perspective to make a difference for those that are around you? How is that going to take place? What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Because I truly, truly believe that makes a big difference in this world. And you know, it starts with your actions. You know, the most powerful leadership tool you have is your own personal example. And that's from John Wooden, right? Former UCLA mega coach, right? Just go out and Google John Wooden and you'll see what I'm talking about. Oh, wait a minute. How do I know that? Because I sharpened my saw in leadership. I read. And the reason I think that's critical and important is you need to, it's no different. You need to surround yourself by other individuals who are also leaders. You will learn more. You will grow more. And as a result, you will make a bigger difference and an impact. You know, here's another one. Well, Ron, isn't leadership just management? Well, management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things. And that's by Peter Drucker. You like these quotes? Well, guess what? I'm going to put them all out on Facebook. So, nana, nana, boo, boo. If you want them, you got to go out there to listen to them and to read them. You've got to go out to unleashedradiohour.com to listen to the podcast and follow along on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. And ladies and gentlemen, just like that, we have come to another rapid, rapid close. I need more time. That's just what I need more time. That's what I need. I need more time. All right. You can always learn more about the show. Hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Become a fan. Hey, share this information with others. Share this. And if I can help you in your career, in your business, don't hesitate to go out to unleashedradiohour.com, reach out and connect with me. Be more than happy to talk about how I can bring certain tools, resources, and support to your organization. Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a pleasure. I want to thank you for listening in today and every week and for following along on the podcasts. And until next week, keep dialing in, keep working hard, work to unleash your career and business. And until then, see ya!